Hadrian's Wall has been a constant presence in my life, having lived close to it in the East and the West. I approached the making of this print by visiting the wall, some of which is apparent in Hedon, and other parts of which are not visible, close to my Castle 13. I was born in Sunderland and was taught about the wall in school, but it was not until my grandparents moved to Laversdale in Cumbria that I became much more aware of it, as we travelled to visit them almost every weekend. Our journey took us through all of the towns along the wall before the construction of the current A69, and we had a game of remembering which town came next along the way, delighting in seeing sections of the wall as we travelled and imagined its original height and breadth. Our parents moved us to Cumbria too, and the wall's length and presence became a constant in the landscape of our lives. I began this project drawing from the physical presence of the ruins of the wall at Hedon-on-the-Wall. Then I lay down among the buttercups, looking at the clouds, thinking myself into the past of the land. I was interested to observe the large amount of buttercups around me and wondered if there had been any there when the Romans were building this great structure. Later, I was to discover that there is a particular type of buttercup, the corn buttercup, that is reputed to have arrived with the Romans. Once prolific, it's now close to extinction because of modern farming practices. Looking up to the sky and observing the fluffy white clouds, my attention was drawn to the really tall pylons just west of Hedon, crossing the A69. They really are gigantic. And I later learned that this point in the electricity transmission grid is a crossroads in the grid between north and south, east and west. Studying the differing designs of the pylons proved fascinating in that they are contemporary pieces of architecture that we can take for granted, but are an equally astonishing engineering feat to that of our beloved Hadrian's Wall.